This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are talking now about the important and growing issue of baby dumping, essentially, because a social media post went viral over the weekend from Kambara Kitchen, highlighting an increase in this of newborns being abandoned at hospitals. And essentially, this is also leading to hospitals running short on things like diapers, formula milk for newborns. So today we just want to take a closer look.
So based on a report from the Malaysian Insight today, 52 babies have been rescued in the past year and a half by Orphan Care, which of course operates baby hatches here in Peninsula Malaysia. And according to them, this year alone, 7 have been rescued. And just to kind of paint a picture of the kinds of cases that are coming up, in April this year, a newborn with the umbilical cord still attached was actually found abandoned in front of the Penang Family Health Development Association office in Jelutong, with a note alongside the child with the word saying "Tolong jaga budak ini." I think that's just one very sad example of not just highlighting an issue that's actually been a long-standing problem, but how during the pandemic, as with many other things, these issues become even more pressing.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to talk about it, and also to, I think, highlight some of the needs that are most pressing at this moment in time. Because just to bring it full circle, we started off by referencing a social media post, and actually the original post from Kambara Kitchen was also highlighting a diaper drive, which I think just goes to show you what's needed to address immediate problems. And that's made worse by the fact that it's a growing problem. So to understand what's happening and what's required, on the line with us now is Riza Alwi, Advocacy and Communications Officer at Orphan Care. And Riza, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. Hi.
Maybe you could help us set things in context. What has it been like since the pandemic began? Has there been an increase in the incidence of baby dumping?
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, good evening again. It has increased, actually, because last year itself, pandemic started since last year, right? So there's an increase of babies that we receive in Orphan Care. I can only mention within Orphan Care's capacity. So there was an increase. We saved 45 babies last year in total. So during the pandemic, we realized that people need more help. However, but this year, I think because of the restrictions on traveling and all that, because not all the cases comes from Klang Valley. Sometimes they are from Perak, other states as well. So we receive a lot of calls. We receive a lot of emails asking for help and all that. But yes, our social worker will reach out. And then after a while, they will keep quiet. So whenever we try to reach them again, there are cases that we can't. But of course, some cases, yes, we trace them and we actually guided them to get some help. If it's not even from us, but they can get help.
What would you say are some of the reasons why we're seeing more cases of babies being abandoned over the course of the pandemic?
I think the lockdown as well. And also, most of the cases is because I think it's lack of awareness. They know about relationships. I mean, everyone knows about that, but they do not know maybe the boundaries. And also, some of them are not aware that, with sex comes responsibility. So, you know, they take it like this is a relationship and they do not know the details of it. So when we talk about sex education, people always think that we are encouraging them to have sex. We are actually telling them, preventing it if possible. But if we can't, then we are telling them how to be safe.
Yeah. Have the procedures for taking in abandoned infants changed because of lockdowns and the SOPs that are a huge part of that?
No. Abandoned babies, we don't actually have like procedures, because when people come to us, it's actually asking us to save the baby. So baby hatch has been, sometimes perceived negatively, that people think that it's a place where people, we are encouraging people to dump their babies. But putting a baby in a hatch is not dumping. It's actually saving the babies. We like to twist that a little bit. Orphan care is not a place, BBH is not a place for people to dump their babies. Orphan care is a place to save the babies from being dumped, you know. So the procedures is not changed because it's still the same. We save the babies, we take them to the hospitals, and then we arrange for adoption. So the process are all the same. And we, of course, we have the list of adoptive parents that are ready and, of course, willingly hoping to adopt.
So you said that the process on your end hasn't changed, but you mentioned earlier about how the lockdowns have made it difficult for people to be able to access your services in some sense. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
We had difficulties during the first lockdown before because JPN, Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara, was closed. And at that time, I think even the government and all that was struggling with online. So nobody could access. So we had, at that time, we had a baby. Actually, we had normally our babies that we say will only be with us within 3 to 7 days because that's how fast it is to do the adoption process. But we had one for 3 weeks because everything was closed. So the parents also could not access to come to us. We also cannot process any documents. So yes, during the first phase of the pandemic. But now I think slowly everyone is more aware and even JKM is helping us a lot. We work really, really close with JKM. All our forms and adoption process, it has to be done together with JKM. So a little bit here and there, the setbacks, but it's manageable.
So there are reports that hospitals receiving abandoned babies are running low on supplies like milk and diapers. What can you tell us about this?
Okay, I've actually called the place to inquire, but they didn't mention which hospital. But we ourselves did not receive any report saying that there's an increase of baby being abandoned at hospitals. We would actually love to work together because every time they receive a baby, the social worker, each hospital will have their own social worker and assigned JKM officers. So we would love to work with the JKM officers especially because whatever it is, we are connected. We are one of the NGOs that's assisting JKM for adoption process. So we are happy to hear that babies are safe in the hospital. At least they're not dumped, you know, in the toilets and all the unsafe places. However, when they are sent to the hospital, of course, the JKM will assist. But the only sad thing for orphan care is that they will be put in the orphanage home. So that's where we are quite sad about that.
Are all hospitals equipped to accept abandoned babies?
Yes, because they have social workers and, of course, they work together with JKM. It's just that we are hoping that we can work together with JKM as well. That means if they receive a baby, when the social worker contacts JKM, JKM will contact us as well. So together we will assist. And instead of putting the baby in the orphanage home, of course, JKM has to do a lot of process as well. Might as well we work together. We arrange for the baby to be adopted because once you go in the system, it will take longer time for the babies to be adopted out if adoption process. But we are helping JKM to make it faster and also actually save the life of the baby. Better life, you see, if they live in a home at home rather than in institution.
So with orphan care hatches, parents or mothers are told to leave contact details with their baby. Does this always happen? And what sort of communication do you actually have with the relatives of these babies?
Okay, for hatches, actually, we do not have any contact because that's where the baby hatch exists because it's actually an option for the young mothers to not be recognized. So meaning, orphan care is there. If they come to orphan care, meaning we meet them at the door, we assist them and everything, all the process, counselling and all those things. But when they leave at the hatch, meaning we do not know who they are. But yes, we actually put a note there. We would, you know, like, please write down your details because at least the baby will have a citizenship because we can do the birth certificate. But we can see that almost none actually filled up. Most of the time, they will just put and go. But that's not a confusion, I think, because people misunderstood that they think all the babies at orphan care are through the baby hatch. But we have more publicity on that. But like last year, we received 45 babies. 36 are actually from the mothers who came and see us. Only 9 are baby hatch cases, meaning we do not know their background, but it's adoptable. So the adoptive parents has a little bit of extra things to do by applying their citizenship and all that. But at least, you know, they're not in institution, they're at home.
Riza, I was curious about, for people who feel like giving up their baby is their only choice, what are the best procedures that they should follow?
It's actually very sad, you know. I cry a lot since I work at Africa when the babies come in and the girls tell us all the story. Yeah, you were saying about procedures. It's the only choice because I think, like there's this one case, the family had to give up the baby because they said that the community that they live in will not accept the baby. You know, if they bring it home, so the baby until forever, they're going to say, oh, this is an illegitimate child and my daughter is going to be is a bad daughter and all that. Well, she's a good girl. You know, but the same baby, when you give to an adoptive parents, that is a God gifts from heaven, you know, this is, you know, and all the other things. So same baby, different situation. So that's how it is. I think it's not easy for the mother to give up the baby. But if that's the only choice, and some people say the moms are not selfish, that's why they want the best for the baby. And it's traumatizing, I think, yeah.
What forms of support can the public give at this time?
It's actually no judgment. I think that's the only thing I can say. If you judge and then you will not help them, you will question why and, you know, why and why and why. We can't go to the why now. We need to do what's next and how.
And if people wanted to offer, you know, perhaps donations of any kind, are they welcome?
Yes, of course. As an NGO, of course, we welcome all types of help, especially, you know, like the birth mothers after they leave our place. It's not so much within our capacity to check on them how they are doing. So right now we are reaching out to other NGOs as well to maybe be, you know, at least for 3 months for the birth mom in mental health sense, especially now with the lockdown. Now a lot of things have changed, I think. Even for the pregnant girls who come over or need help, you can see that, you know, it's different kind of stress on them right now.
Riza, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yep, of course. And we really hope that, you know, we can reduce these kind of cases because, you know, the reason often cares there is to help. But by saving more babies, meaning more of these things are happening outside, which is quite sad.
That was Riza Alwi, Advocacy and Communications Officer at Orphan Care, which actually operates 3 baby hatches in Peninsular Malaysia, in Petaling Jaya, Johor Bahru and Sungai Petani. And they also collaborate with KPJ, which itself has 8 baby hatches around the country.
Yeah, we have 7 actually.
Oh, wonderful.
7 baby hatches.
Thank you for that clarification. Okay. So we are now about to be headed to the 7:30 news. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.